Hi, I'm Chip Sutterth, and this is the 2-Minute Time Lord Podcast, concentrated commentary on the worlds of Doctor Who, episode 493, we're talking the Robot Revolution. I am a 50-something Doctor Who fan, and I felt every one of those years watching the Robot Revolution. To be clear, that's mostly about me, not the episode. The Robot Revolution is a less cringy season opener than Space Babies was. The Disney budget enhancements take wonderful effect. Nshuti Gatwa is effective as ever. And I've got a good feeling about Virata Sethu and the new companion she plays, Miss Belinda Chandra. But the Robot Revolution also reminded me that Doctor Who is not for everyone. I've seen some well-known content creators on social media, we used to call them BNFs for big name fans, talk about bouncing off Doctor Who hard when they first encountered it. Doctor Who is not grown-up science fiction and rarely tries to be. It's whimsical, silly, and in the RTD and Stephen Moffat iterations, intensely emotional. Doctor Who trends young and young at heart, and it trends fun. But it also trends slapdash and sometimes silly. If you're not in Doctor Who's explicitly family-friendly target audience, then you have to be in the right mindset for it. The Venn diagram of Doctor Who and Andor fans is not a single circle. So, time travel shenanigans with a star naming certificate lead to an entire planet revolving around Belinda Chandra. That's no sillier a concept than several episodes of the original Star Trek. We get laser gun battles, cute floor-polishing robots, and cute murderous robots. All good. But what left me frowning, what told me I wasn't in the right headspace for this episode, was the ripped from last year's headlines references to generative AI, or the AI generator, and incel culture. Doctor Who, in RTD's own hands, has shown that it can do biting social commentary, as recently as last year's Dot and Bubble. Generative AI and incel culture are both meaty, meaty subjects. Gen AI deserves either a thoughtful and nuanced exploration or a savage takedown. Incel culture, a dangerously misogynistic subset of the alt-right that takes out its loneliness and frustration on the entire rest of the world, needs no nuance, in my opinion, but needs to be seriously taken apart. Instead, RTD breezily drops both subjects into the Robot Revolution as basically grace notes. It was too superficial for me. I wanted more. But this was the season opener for a series about adventures in time and space, and the time for that kind of storytelling is not now. The Robot Revolution uses AI and incels the same way that sat-navs were used in the David Tennant Centauran two-parter, and the star-naming gag echoes the spaceship named after Madame du Pompadour and all the clockwork hilarity that ensued. This is good, solid, meat-and-potatoes, RTD-style Doctor Who. And if you'd rather have a salad, then that's not Doctor Who's fault. The second I finished The Robot Revolution on Disney+, Virata Sethu stared at me again from a promotion for Andor, on which she also stars. One actor, two very different shows, and a bit of context whiplash for me. It reminded me of the kind of show that I was apparently more in the mood for at the time. And it also reminded me to offer the show I just finished watching a little grace. Thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. You'll find more episodes at TWOMinuteTimeLord.com. Look for me on, let's pick one social media outlet. Let's go for Blue Sky. Look for that Chip guy on Blue Sky. You'll find me. 2-Minute Time Lord is a Blue Box Communications production.